When will you be tired of the struggle? When will you have enough of a toxic relationship? It's time to start living your life by design. It's time to make a change. How does a thought process stop you from making change in your life for the better? It's a conditioned belief. From the big impacting factor to resisting change is welcome to Crystal Road Impacts, a space dedicated to empowering you to be the change that your bloodline has been waiting for. Join me and together, let's inspire change. Today, I'm going to talk about the top three reasons why I see people resisting change. So change is so important if you're stuck in a rut, because nobody wants to be stuck in the same rut for a lifetime. Now, the big impacting factor to resisting change is self-worth. And for me, I can relate. I remember that I knew I needed something to change in my life drastically. I was stuck in a toxic relationship that was not only affecting my mental health, but also my ability to raise my children. And the reason why I had no self-worth was because the environment that I was in was telling me that I was worthless, that I had no belief in myself, I had no value. And it's a really, really uncomfortable place to be. But it also is a comfortable place because I felt at home there. And how many of you are stuck in a situation that you're comfortable in? Because even though it's not a healthy place to be, you've known it for so long. And it's really, really sad. It's really sad to know that you don't have the willpower to change because you don't think you're worth it. But if you're a parent, can I ask, are your children worth it? And naturally, we'll always fight for our children. There's a saying a lot of people say, and that is, I will die for my child. But I'm going to question you, would you start living for your child? Would you start being the best version of yourself? Will you make the change to empower yourself to be able to move forward in life? To create a better life for not only yourself, but for your children. Change is so powerful. Change can really upgrade you and your circumstances. But you have to value yourself enough to say, yes, I'm worth it. Yes, I'm going to make a change. It could even be a change in your diet. It could be a change in your physical activity. It could be a change in your job, professional career. And it's always going to be uncomfortable. And sometimes we don't make the change because we're scared. And that scare comes from our limiting beliefs. Now, our limiting beliefs can actually stop us in our tracks, partly because we know no better. And it's so crazy. What you don't know, you don't know. And with the first time I heard that, I thought, what I don't know, I don't know. Of course, how do you know life can be better if you're not experiencing it? And it's just a crazy thought to think that our limiting beliefs stop us. Like, how does a thought process stop you from making change in your life for the better? How does it? It's a conditioned belief from when we have been a child. It could have been a parent, a sibling, or a school friend. It could have been a bully that has actually created limiting beliefs in you. And I always think to myself, I am not going to let one situation or person that has impacted my life continue to dictate my life any longer. There was a few certain events that happened in my life that really steered me from one direction into another, and it created a lot of limiting beliefs within myself that stopped me from making positive changes in my life. Those things actually accumulated and led me to live a toxic relationship, to live through a toxic relationship, to create an environment that was toxic for my children to be raised in. And I remember it came to a point where a friend of mine said to me, "When is enough enough? When is enough going to be enough?" And at the time, I still didn't actually know what that meant. But in hindsight now, that was the call for me to make change. It started to stimulate, when is enough of this shit enough? When is it enough to make the change? When am I going to hurt enough? When am I going to cry enough tears? When am I going to struggle enough to make a change? How long do you have to suffer before you choose to make a change for the better in your life? It may be changing the job or the career path that you're in. It may be changing the relationship. It may be changing your town that you're in. But when are you going to stop letting limiting beliefs stop you from making a better change in your life? The next big reason people don't make a change in their life is because they're comfortable where they are. They might not be happy where they are, but they're comfortable. And so much of us just make do with the bare essentials because of our lack of knowledge of what is out there. Like, the world is so, so full of great opportunities, but if we don't know, then we don't know. You might have come from a small town that is really, really limited, or you might have come from a city that was just so full that it was just too much to bear. You didn't want to learn. You didn't want to understand anymore. And these are all the things that actually stop us and make us not want to change for the better, because one, we don't know, or two, it's too much. And I know for me, when I get overwhelmed with knowledge or information, I just go blank. If I don't have a clear direction of where I want to go, then I'm blank. And a lot of people are the same, whether it's too much information or a little bit of information. These are all blockages that stop us from entering into change. And again, I'm going to ask you, when is enough enough? When is enough enough? When will you be tired of the struggle? When will you have enough of a toxic relationship? When will your anxiety be enough? It's time to make a change for the better. It's time to start living your life by design. There's a link in the show notes, and you can reach out to us on all social media platforms and book in a discovery call and see how I might be able to help you with some one-on-one coaching to remove some blockages, to release some trapped trauma, and to help you to make the change that you desperately need in your life. If you enjoyed this podcast, make sure you leave us a 5-star review on all social media platforms, and I'll see you in the next episode.